Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
See, this is where you got to dig deep. You cannot get away from a spiritual tone or an alchemical tone to your health. You can't get around that. Nor can you get around the fact that cliff notes don't help. The cliff note version does not get you. What predominantly we're unfortunately selling to the American public is the cliff note version of holistic health. I'm not even talking about allopathy. I'm talking about holistic health. And I cite this tip of your tongue concern that everyone has about your hormones, hormonal issues, hormonal balance. Doesn't matter who you are, you know this thing about hormones. I hear it all the time. Doctor, my hormones. It's got to be hormonal. This is hormonally related. I just know my hormones are off. Of course, men don't say this. Women do. Kind of men do, sometimes. When they get those breasts instead of pectoralis muscles after 50, they start having man breasts. That's when they start thinking hormones. Erections don't occur, hormones. Ejaculations occur, but no sperm comes out. Dry ejaculations, you hear hormones. Men do it too, but women are legion. Because you're getting that monthly reminder every single month of your life. And after menopause, hormones mean so much. And of course, Madison Avenue, Park Avenue has sold you on this notion that you're going to balance those hormones with these creams and these intricate tests and the rest of it. And it does not work. Okay? It gets you to first base at best. Now, that's the truth. You don't want to wrap yourself around that. You get offended. You do whatever you want to do with that statement, but that's the bottom line. Hormonal creams and herbs to fix your hormonal problems and your solutions. Yes, so don't misunderstand me. Don't be narrow-minded and misunderstand my statement. Good to take them to get to first base. But you won't get what you want in the long run because there are things so much bigger as it relates to the hormonal system. We shouldn't even use the word hormonal system. Never say hormonal system, say neuroendocrine system. Neuroendocrine. You cannot take the neurological system out of the hormonal system and vice versa. That's why we have the word neuroendocrine. Say there's imbalance in my neuroendocrine system. What do I do about this most fundamentally? And my point to you is, although you might begin with a cream or two, you understand you go to your anti-aging doctor or you usually go to your OBG and tell her your hormones are off and she gives you some nonsense test that's bound to the protein form of the hormone, which, you know, hormones are transported with proteins. And that's not the active hormone, that's the hormone transported in the proteins to transport messengers in the blood being what the blood is, can destroy all sorts of chemical compounds that we need in the cell. And so what you do, we do this with cholesterol, we do this with triglycerides, there's so many things that travel in the blood that are bound up in certain ways, and based on that, it gets to be transported in the blood without being destroyed. This is the way it's done with hormones. So when we measure your hormones in the blood, We're not getting the active hormone. We're getting the hormone bound up in some sort of a protein. That's why you'll hear this notion that you should get your hormones measured in the saliva, because that reflects the free hormone, the active hormone. It's a more precise way to know what's exactly hitting your cell, and it is. And that shouldn't be argued, and it's not argued, but it's not done, because then they have to analyze your protein, which means you have to send your spit, your saliva, into some company. That's not the way they like to do things for whatever reason, and so you get hurt by the red tape. But my point to you is the way it's running now, when you, John Q. Public, talks about your hormones, I know it's hormonal. When you talk about your hormonal issues, because you think it's a hormonal situation, they do blood work, you get your results, and then they start hitting you with the different types of creams. This is like kindergarten stuff. I want my audience, you listeners, I want you to understand better for yourself. Thus today's show, Schumann waves, telluric currents, and the real way to balance hormones. Schumann waves, telluric currents, and the real way to balance hormones. All right, let's get the inside track to you. Number one, the players in the game. For your cells to react to the right amount of hormone, meaning the right amount of hormone and the right hormone, means there has to be a coherency between the master gland, the supervisor, the big one. That's the hypothalamus. You talk hormone, you think that gland. You don't calculate and include that gland into your perception of where your hormonal system's at. You're making big boo-boo. So is your doctor. Because the hypothalamus gland runs the hormonal system. It directs it. And its intelligence is variable based on all sorts of factors. But it has to have coherency between itself, the gland, the target gland, meaning your hypothalamus is running your thyroid. It's running your adrenals. It's telling your ovaries what to do. It's telling your testes what to do. Anything you call a gland is under the hypothalamic control. But the hypothalamus is only as good as your autonomic nervous system is good. So to really get it within yourself, you have to understand what I'm talking about. And we can do much better. We have to make this country great again. And understand that much of the collapse in our health system comes from imbalances in the neuroendocrine system. And without enough education, you're not going to understand what to do. So when I say you have to have autonomic integrity and coherency to the hypothalamus system, I know I'm talking Chinese to you. I'm talking ancient Greek. And a lot of you are going to, oh, that's too much for me. Just tell me what herb to take. Please, it's time. It is long past due that you come to terms with the fact that you got to put more into it. Don't wait. I hate to be the guy that talks like that in a sense, but I'd say it's time to press the panic button. I really do. Think of how many people you know that are sick. Think. And think of how many people you know are sick that are too young to be sick. And then ask yourself if something's not going on that's just not fundamentally right. And that's my point to you. Holistic health is supposed to be about getting healthy in the sense of vibrantly healthy. It doesn't really need to function there. It has another job to do ahead of that job. And that's to get people off the couch and put a little pep and zip in their step. We are one sick country. And people that live in the cities, God help us. All right. Telluric currents. I want to introduce a word. Telluric currents. I've said and talked about telluric currents before. By the way, if you're new to the show, make sure your seatbelt's on. Listen hard. Get to my website when you can, straighttalk.cc, not.com, .cc. You will not hear another show like this in the United States, I assure you. Why? This show balances. It brings together concepts. It brings together concepts. It integrates concepts because it is the only way to give you health. That's straighttalk.cc. That's two T's dot CC, not dot com. 332 shows. That's 5 years of at this podium every single Saturday. My absolute pleasure. It's why I don't miss a show. I enjoy it so much. Telluric currents. The entire world, that is the Earth world, is on an electrical grid. It means there's lines of electromagnetic energy, low frequency, massive wavelength, circulating the crust and the mantle of the Earth. Super important to keep in mind here. These have been measured. Their relationship to health has been postulated. It's been utilized. The relationship to health of these electromagnetic fields is part of all ancient medicine. Not modern medicine. Modern medicine is, of course, the only medicine far more sophisticated than the people who put up the Sphinx and the megaliths of old. So modern medicine doesn't respect the relationship between the telluric current and health. Then there's the Schumann wave. I put a picture of Dr. Schumann, physicist, way back then, Winfried Otto Schumann. 1888, 1974. Physicist, Germany. These things have been measured. There's no arguing this. These inquiries into the Schumann waves. The Schumann wave is another electrical field that is talking to your hypothalamus gland. It's talking to it. Your hypothalamus has a vibrating frequency. It is a pulsing, moving piece of your flesh that puts out an electromagnetic field, meaning it is an electromagnetic organism. The brain and the spinal cord take chemical energy and turn it into electromagnetic energy. It's simple. That's seventh grade science. Remember, energy is the ability to do work. How many kinds of energy? There's kinetic energy. Then there's electrical energy and chemical energy. When you stick the plug into the socket, electrical energy makes your morning blender work. And electrical energy turns to mechanical energy. I mean, you've been listening to this stuff since you were born. Well, the brain is a bunch of chemicals. And those chemicals create electromagnetic energy through which your hypothalamus is talking to the Schumann waves. It's talking to the telluric waves. If it's not talking to the Schumann waves, and if it's not talking to the telluric waves, you're not working. You are not going to work. This is where your shutdowns are. This is where you're breaking stride. This is where you're set up for hormonal issues. Now, some great ways, some wonderful ways to destroy your hypothalamic.